So I started singing at the age of 6 in church. This is back home, my home country, London, Ontario, Canada. My sister and I, we heard about like a open music competition at one of like the local pubs in Canada. I wasn't actually quite old enough to be going in the pubs yet, but she was. Yeah, we didn't know it was like a full-on blues competition, like it was full-on blues bands and everything. And we come in doing like our gospel music. Yeah, people are like, what's going on? And that's when I heard the blues for the first time. And then I got into guitar at about the age of 13, 14. My dad, he bought me my first acoustic guitar. I mean, I've never actually gone for proper guitar lessons or vocal lessons. And so, I mean, I've just listened to a lot of music, and it's just all about the feel and the groove. And yeah, it just has to feel good. And that's what it's always been about for me. So, I would listen to artists like B.B. King, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buddy Guy. I can't win, 'cause I don't have a thing to lose. Aretha Franklin, Etta James for The Voice. I love their singing. Oh, and also like Amy Winehouse. I dig her stuff. I mean, I tried to have fun up there. I definitely still get, like, nervous, you know, before a show. And we're still, like, a growing band. I'm still making a name for myself, so. Keep my head from going under. Turn my heart out and shut it down, shut it down. And a lot of people ask me, you know, how can I play the blues? How do I understand the blues? I'm only 21. You know, I haven't been through, you know, all these hardships in life. But, you know, I have my own little hardships, and I mean, you know, I also get sad sometimes. I like playing guitar because, like, when I get something out, like frustration, and like playing guitar is like the best way to get my frustration out, or anger, anything, or even like sadness as well. So good, so good. And once in a while I just don't care.
The pain is hard to bear. My first album, my debut album, titled Halfway. Yeah, all original stuff from there. There's a bit of blues and a bit of pop and rock. Just experimenting with my sound at the moment, so. I've thought about, you know, going that totally, like, commercial route, like, all about body image and dance and techno stuff you hear on radio. You know, I could make lots of money, and I could hit the big time real quick, but I'll be, like, selling myself short, and, you know, that's not what I want to do.